Hi, friends. This is The Path to Joy, and I'm your host, Melissa Bloom. So today's episode is inspired by a recent Joy School lesson that I recorded, and the topic's really to help us find more clarity. So I wanted to share it with you because, well, we can all use more clarity, right? So imagine an oasis off in the distance. We all have one. An oasis doesn't mean we can't be present in our life now and love most parts of our life, but it just means that there's more that we want, right? There's something on that oasis that you may not have now. And that doesn't have to be physical things like money or a new house. It can be, but that oasis could have things like more time with your friends or your kids, or more travel, more romance, more hugs with your dogs, more of this feeling of purpose or that you made a difference in someone's life. Maybe there's a book you'd love to write, right? This oasis can have a lot of things on it. And sometimes we have a great idea of what's on that oasis, right? Like finding a partner or traveling to Tokyo, building a school in Uganda. But sometimes there are some things on that oasis that are a little hazy, right? We know we want something more, something that fills us up, lights us up, aligns with our purpose, our reason for being here, but we're not exactly sure what that thing is. And how do we get clarity? How do we pinpoint something that we can't yet name? So here's the great news. Your life is giving you so much information to help clarify what's on that oasis. I've mentioned this quote a few times on this podcast. It's from the spiritual teacher, Esther Hicks. And she often says, when you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. It's one of my favorite quotes, right? When you know what you don't want, you know what you do want. They're opposite ends of the same stick. So let's use our life right now to help us gain some clarity. Do you remember Siskel and Ebert, the movie reviewers? I'm taking a detour just for a hot second, and then I'm going to get back to the clarity. My grandparents in Florida always loved the movies. So when I would fly down, we'd probably see half a dozen movies, either going to the theater. South Florida used to have some great second-run movie theaters that would cost like $1.50 a ticket. We'd hit up Blockbuster, check out a bunch of movies there too. So my grandma Roz, who would now be, let's see, I guess about 105 this year, which is crazy. She passed away a few years ago. She used to have this tiny journal in which she would record all the reviews for every movie that was released. She'd have a line for the New York Times, the local Broward County newspaper, Siskel and Ebert, and some other publications too. And when she'd finish one journal, she'd start a new one. And she did this for decades. It may come as no surprise that she was a bookkeeper for most of her career. Good record keeping was always a priority for Rosalind Bloom. Anyway, I know I digress. I'm reining it back in. So the connection here is that Siskel and Ebert, that style of rating movies can really help with discernment, right? They would rate movies with a thumbs up or a thumbs down. And there are so many experiences that you have every day that you could, in a light way, offer, yep, thumbs up, want more of that. And nope, thumbs down, less of that, please. This is the game of what do you want more of What do you want less of? So whether you take the more of approach or the less of approach, it doesn't really matter. They're opposite ends of the same stick. And this process of evaluation, of discernment, is going to help kind of bring more clarity, more shape, maybe more color to what's on that oasis. So here's an example, right? Examples from real life can help make something more solid, right? Give it more weight. I worked for a number of big companies when I was younger. I worked for Jefferson Hospital, which is in Philadelphia, for about 7 years. And then I worked as a fitness and a yoga instructor for a chain of luxury high-end fitness centers, Lifetime. And I worked there for about 5 years. And both places, the hospital, Jefferson and Lifetime, had a ton of rules. There were all these annual trainings I had to complete, rules about clocking in and clocking out. And all the rules bothered me. They kind of drove me crazy. And for most normal humans, it's probably fine. They were not a big deal. They were not oppressive regimes. But for me, I just hated the rules. And at some point, I realized that I'm not really meant to work for someone else with other people's rules. I'm really just meant to work for myself and create my own rules. Which is funny because I would not have pegged myself as someone who could not work well with others. But apparently, it's turned out that way. I just have to make my own rules. But this realization was actually really helpful. My oasis got a bit more clear. So I know this process of thumbs up and thumbs down, what you want more of, what you want less of, can feel like a roundabout way of discovering or unveiling what you want. But as I mentioned, it's tough to name something you don't know, right? Think about it. Let's say I forget the word for strawberry. So I use all these other words to get closer to it. Red, fruit, small, sweet, summer. I start to narrow down what it is. So give it a try. Use your life to help you clarify and hone in on your oasis. Clarity is really just the beginning. The next piece of this puzzle is belief. Belief that you can make your ever-changing oasis actually be your reality. So I'll leave you with this. What if it is possible, my friend? What if what you really want, the life you want, whatever that looks like, is possible? What if it is possible? If you'd like more of these mini assignments to help you not just gain clarity, but have more of this sense of possibility and wonder, then I would give Joy School a try. I think it's for you. For only $11 a month, you get access to ongoing lessons with me. And they're video, so you actually get to see my face. You'll find the link in the show notes and all the details. You can check out my website, melissabloom.life. You can find the link there too. And thanks to my editor, Ben Kish. Thanks so much for listening, friends. Join me again every Tuesday and Thursday on your favorite podcast app for more episodes of The Path to Joy. Enjoy the journey.